This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Kevin Keeler, K-E-E-L-E-R, date of birth August 25th of 1956. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Keeler with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and oral cancer squamous cell with prior radiation and chemotherapy. He does have PEG tube for feeding. He's not able to tolerate a lot of oral food yet. He is trying to eat, but many times it causes him to vomit, and he gets excessive secretions in his throat. So he does get most of his nutrition through the PEG tube still. He has been seeing the medical oncologist and getting monthly labs, but he's been cleared for follow-up for 6 months. So he will not need follow-up until 6 months from this date. And he denies any difficulty swallowing other than the excessive phlegm, what's caused by the excessive phlegm in his throat. And that has been there since the throat cancer was found, he reports. And he did quit smoking cigarettes 1 year ago. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, no vomit. He does vomit with oral consumption of food, but not with the PEG tube feeding, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, and no blood or melena, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does have some dyspnea on exertion that is stable. Medication, Protonix 40 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Cilostazol is 100 milligram twice a day, Metoprolol is 100 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 120 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 80. Blood pressure is 124 over 92 today. His lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. He does appear very frail with muscle wasting. He is not spitting currently, but does usually spit up the clear sputum and phlegm. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and then no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 24th of 2026, and creatinine was improved at 1.6. Estimated GFR is 46. Calcium is 9.6. Sodium, 138. Potassium is 5.2. Carbon dioxide, 27. Hemoglobin is 11.7. Normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with gradually improving creatinine levels. We want him to continue getting a renal panel and CBC every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, squamous cell oral carcinoma after radiation and chemotherapy. Still difficult to continue to get nourishment orally, so he will continue feeding with the PEG tube. And 4, COPD, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.